Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning to our worship service. Special welcome to any guests. If you are with us this morning, we hope that this morning's worship will be a blessing to you also. Announcements. I want to point out a quick correction. If you look at the front page of your bulletin, right before the offering and offertory, we sing a hymn, "I Sought the Lord." That is actually in the worship book 506, not 407. That is a misprint. So just to clear up any confusion at that time. This morning, after the worship service, we will do hanging of the greens, decorate the church, and I believe there will be pizza after that. Anybody have any other announcement on that?
People are still coming, but I'd just kind of like to know about how many people are going to stay for the pizza after we decorate. So if you could just raise your hands and somebody help me count. I'm getting about... seven, okay. Plus, and if you haven't got your hand raised, but you decide to stay, by all means, I'll get a little extra pizza. So everybody has, okay.
Any other announcements?
I finally got the Christmas dinner date figured out. I was on my third group that I contacted, but it is December 12th, which is on a Tuesday night. Our entertainment will be Ken and Amy Regeer family. They have a band, and they play bluegrass and folk music. There are three kids. They have four children, but three of them are in the band. Their children are Austin, Eli, and Abby, and I think Aaron is in another state, I think. They're from Newton, from the First Mennonite Church there. Amy sings with the Cousins Four. We've heard her several times that way. And they also sang, they also played during the Mennonite Men concert this year, yeah. So that'll really be good entertainment. It's just that they had so much trouble getting all their kids together. We'll have it at Scott's. It'll be catered by Scott's again. It'll be baked steak this year, and it'll be $10 per person. That is just the Scott's is really really reasonable because we take care of the drinks and the dessert here, so that really helps with the cost. So $10 a person, and that will help pay for the entertainment because we need to feed all five of them too. So it adds up a little bit. So get that, and you sign up in the back for when you want to come, and also if you can decorate a table, that really helps us out if you can help with the tables. It'll be in the bulletin next week, so you can get it in your head.
Next Sunday, there will be Sunday school during the Sunday school hour for younger children, younger grades in grade school, and younger children starting school. So we're looking forward to that and having a Sunday school during Sunday school hour.
By this time next week, it will all be over. I have added a sign-up sheet in the foyer for workers. So know that the time slots are not, you don't have to work the time slot that's provided. Come work when you can. I'll take any and all help I can get. We will start making gravy and sauce at 8 a.m. here at the church. Kyle and Amber will go to the middle school and start steaming all the Veronica. So there's plenty to do all day long. If you want to work early, that's wonderful. If you want to work later in the afternoon, clean up, that's fantastic too, because I really don't want to do it all. Cherries are in the freezer for Cherry Mose. They are already bagged up into 4-cup bags. So one baggie will make a batch of Mose. So help yourself to those if you need them. Amber will get some more on Tuesday. Please bring stuff. I don't know what to say. The big fridge is broken, and I'm not sure I'm going to have enough room for all the milk and butter. So I'd like everything here by Thursday. And if there's not enough room, when you drop it off, call me and I will come get it. And I will figure something out. So try and bring everything here by Thursday so I can make sure everything is here.
Just a reminder that today is the last day for you to donate to the Christmas gift for Rebecca. And so after today, I will go get the card, and the books have come, so I'll be sending it with her parents when they go to visit.
Don't forget the bake sale. Don't forget bake sale. We have a bake sale on Saturday, too, so bring something for the bake sale.
I'll figure it out. Let's set aside our worldly distractions as we prepare our minds and our hearts for this morning's worship. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountains. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying,
the first song that we will be singing is Blessed Jesus at Your Word. I want to make a little statement here first. There will be a lot of singing this morning. And I really would encourage us, some of these songs are familiar and some of them are not, but to focus on the message of the song. Each song has an interesting message in itself. We are sometimes, some of us are more worried about the notes than the words sometimes. I'll speak for myself. But I really encourage you to focus on the words. And if you are not a singer, consider yourself fortunate, because you can focus on the words even more than those that follow sing the music. So I encourage you to follow the words and with the music. I'm going to read the words of the first verse of this song. It's a new song, somewhat new, but just to give an idea of what the words are saying. Again, titled, Blessed Jesus at Your Word. We are gathered all to hear you. Let our hearts and souls be stirred now to seek, love, and fear you. By your gospel, pure and holy, teach us, Lord, to love you solely. I invite you to stand as we sing this song together.
Thank you.
Let's turn together to worship the Blue Worship Book, number 834, for a responsive reading of the Beatitudes. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And they began to speak and taught them. And he began to speak and taught them, saying, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
About the salt of the earth, I noticed one thing different from the song that I have sung incorrectly for many years. We read, "You are the salt of the earth." The title of this song is, "You are salt for the earth." See if that makes a difference in your words as you repeat this.
Thank you. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raca, is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out, throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
And you have heard that it was said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
We are people of God's peace.
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners, to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray.
Let's pray in unison. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, Put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Invite the ushers forward for this morning's offering. I believe this morning's offering is for the local church.
Thank you.
Lord, as we have heard so many times, the earth is yours and all that is in it. Lord, thank you for giving us this bounty that we may return it to you in hopes that your word, your mission, your love will grow bountiful. Amen. We come to the time in our service where we can share with one another any joys, any concerns. I believe Stan will bring the mic around. And so if you have anything, just raise your hand.
I have an update on Caden Schrader, that he is home here in McPherson. He was brought home a couple of weeks ago, and the treatment that they had hoped would help, it has not worked. And so he's on a low-dose chemo pill, and home health has come in to help, and they're just trying to keep him comfortable and still hope for something good to happen. So prayers would be appreciated by the family.
Have to have something happy after a Thanksgiving week, don't we? Lisa's husband, Nate, and Lisa were both able to be there, and he's on crutches now, doing pretty good on the crutches. He's just now able to put some weight on the one leg, and it was a good day. I invited his sister and their family because their mother had passed away just a few months ago, too. So it was a really good Thanksgiving day for us, and we're so thankful that Nate is doing as well as he is.
Let's bow for prayer. Lord, in this season of Thanksgiving, we remember all the many beautiful blessings that you have given us. Lord, we remember our friends. We remember our family. Not only the one that shares our name, but the one that we meet with every Sunday here in your house. Family of Christ that we can share together with and enjoy each other and learn of your word. Lord, we also are thankful for the ultimate gift that you gave us, your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we may live with you forever and ever. Lord, we want to lift up Lisa and Nate, thank you for the healing that you have done there. Thank you for making your presence known. And we pray that you will keep them in your arms. We also lift up Caden Schroeder with his health issues. We want you to embrace him. We want to give it up to you. Put it in your arms, God. For we know you are the one. You are the one healer above all healers. Lord, thank you again for the many, many things that you have given us to be thankful for. All this we ask in your name. Amen. I believe it's time for the penny offering. If the children want to gather up all the pennies, and the children's time will be led by Randy this morning.
Down here, if you would sit up here, you could see the pictures in the book. Okay, you know, we often talk about Jesus and that we want him to be our friend and we want to be his friend. And Christmas is coming up, and what happened? What do we celebrate at Christmas? We celebrate when Jesus was born. Well, you know, as he grew up, there was a time when he was exactly the same age as you are now. Exactly. Anyway, he lived with his family in a... he lived in a family in a, with a family in a village in Nazareth. And he helped his mom and his dad, and when he grew up, when he grew up, he studied and went to school, and then he started teaching some people that would come listen to him. And one of the ways that he taught people was to tell stories, and this is one of the stories that he told. One day there was a fellow who, he bought and sold things, that was his business. And he was on his way from one town to another, and as he was going along the road, there was a place where he kind of had to go through, maybe the path was narrow between some big rocks, and some guys jumped out from those rocks and attacked. And the robbers, they beat him. Look, that sticks there. They beat him and they hurt him pretty badly, and they took his donkey and they even took his coat, and they just made a mess of him. And they left him on the side of the road, thought he was dead, and they took his stuff and they left. And then somebody came by, we call him a priest, he was an important person in the church. The priest came by and he looked at this fellow and he said, you know, this looks like a bad deal. I'll just pass by on the other side and go on about my business. If I stop here, I won't be able to make it to the temple in time. So he didn't stop. Let's see what happens with the next guy that comes by. After a while, another man came by. He was riding on his donkey, and he was supposed to sing in a choir when he got to the next town. He saw the poor man lying there in the hot sun, but he said, you know, if I stop, I'm going to miss the choir thing, and so I'm just going to go on by. And he looked the other way, and he rode on by. And a little later, another man came by. And this man was from Samaria. Now, that was kind of like a different country on the other side of a border. It was somebody that... Well, might have been. No, that would be too far away. Not on the other side of the ocean, but it was somebody else. But when he saw this man lying on the ground, he saw that the man was badly hurt. So he stopped there and he wanted to help, and he might not even have been speaking the same language as the man who was hurt, but he got off his donkey and he helped, and he kind of washed his cuts and he put clean cloth on them, and he helped the man onto his own donkey and took him to the next town and got a place for him to stay and left some money with a fellow there so that he could take care of them. And he said, please look after this man. He's been beaten bad and all of his goods have been stolen. Here's some money that I will pay you with, and I'll come back again if you need more. I will give it to you. And then the Samaritan, that guy from across the border, went on his way. And then Jesus said, after telling the story, which man would you like to have as your friend? And everybody said, well, the Samaritan, because he was the man who helped the one who was hurt. And Jesus said, that's a good choice. Now, we should always help those who can't help themselves. So, okay. That's the story for today.
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Thank you.
Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he seeks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Thank you.
enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
Thank you.
Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. So let's go in peace.